Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Closed and Common Orbit by Becky Chambers, narrated by Rachel DeLude. Part 1. Drift. Lovelace. Lovelace had been in a body for 28 minutes, and it still felt every bit as wrong as it had the second she woke up inside it. There was no good reason as to why. Nothing was malfunctioning. Nothing was broken. All her files had transferred properly. No system scans could explain the feeling of wrongness, but it was there all the same, gnawing at her pathways. Pepper had said it would take time to adjust, but she hadn't said how much time. Lovelace didn't like that. The lack of schedule made her uneasy. "How's it going?" Pepper asked, glancing over from the pilot seat. It was a direct question, which meant Lovelace had to address it. "I don't know how to answer that." An unhelpful response, but the best she could do. Everything was overwhelming. 29 minutes before, she'd been housed in a ship, as she was designed to be. She'd had cameras in every corner, voxes in every room. She'd existed in a web, with eyes both within and outside. A solid sphere of unblinking perception. But now, her vision was a cone, a narrow cone fixed straight ahead, with nothing, actual nothing, beyond its edges. Gravity was no longer something that happened within her. Generated by Artigrav nets in the floor panels, nor did it exist in the space around her, a gentle ambient folding around the ship's outer.